listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News Time, 6:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
Utah candidate for governor Phil Lyman is taking the current lieutenant governor to court. It's a lawsuit over whether Lyman's running mate is eligible to even be on the ballot.
The state says Lane Bangeter can't be on the ballot because he recently lived and was voting in Idaho. Lyman says he has a different interpretation of the rules outlined in the Utah Constitution. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston begins our live team coverage. Peter?
Amanda, State Representative Phil Lyman's running mate Lane Bangeter can't become an official candidate because he wasn't living in Utah for the last 5 years. That's at least the decision from the independent advisor on the 2024 governor's race. But like you said, Lyman says on X that's an incorrect reading of the state constitution because Bangeter has lived in Utah for at least 5 years before in his life. Here's what the state constitution actually says. Anyone running for higher office must have, quote, been a resident citizen of the state for 5 years next preceding the election. It's now for a judge to interpret whether those words mean 5 years leading up to the election or 5 years before, period. There's just 2 months until primary ballots start getting counted. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Radio's Michael Commit continues our live team coverage with a look at Lane Bangeter's involvement in Idaho politics. Michael?
Tim, before he moved back to Utah, Bangeter's Idaho career seemed to peak during 2020, during then-President Donald Trump's re-election campaign. So much so, he was selected as a state delegate to head to Charlotte for the Republican National Convention that year.
It was a lot of fun, but it wasn't the festive type of convention that we normally see. But the optimism and the messaging was there.
That was back during the pandemic. Bangeter moved back to Utah in 2021. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
Phil Lyman came away with a big win among the delegates at the state convention, but a new poll shows Governor Spencer Cox still has a lot of support from Republicans throughout the state.
Noble Predictive Insights' latest data shows among Republicans with an opinion, an overwhelming majority support Governor Cox, 81% to 6% for State Representative Phil Lyman, who got overwhelming support from GOP convention goers on Saturday. 600 registered voters in Utah were sampled, including 283 registered Republicans, and even among Trump first Republicans, Cox sees 57% approval. NPI data also shows dissatisfaction with Cox's performance. Even among Democrats, he's only down 2 points. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Protesters at Columbia University in Manhattan ignored another warning from the school to leave campus overnight. Then they broke into a campus building and are still inside right now. Student Jessica Schwalb was watching as it all happened.
The people who were already inside Hamilton Hall decided to smash the windows and then put bike locks like around each door handle. And they also zip tied the door handles.
The protesters are demanding the school divest from any groups that have ties to Israel.
A fire near the Oak Grove campground in the mountains above Leeds in southern Utah has grown to 22 acres. Utah Fire Info says the fire is still 0% contained, but no buildings are threatened. A Type 3 incident team is fighting that fire, and it was believed to have started after an all-terrain vehicle caught fire.
Here's a follow-up to the story we told you yesterday. A handful of cities in Utah County have taken steps to explore splitting off from the Alpine School District. KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with an update. Adam?
Tim, Highland, Cedar Hills, Alpine, Lehigh, Draper, and American Fork are entering an interlocal agreement where they will explore splitting off into their own district. We also know that Saratoga Springs, Fairfield, Eagle Mountain, and Cedar Ford have been exploring something similar on their own. Now, Highland Mayor Kurt Osler says if the school board voted to pursue a split of the district, the final decision would come down to every voter in the district versus...
If we do an interlocal agreement with the cities, which I mentioned they're going to be up there in that northern Utah County area, it will be the residents there that will have that opportunity to vote if they would like to do a new district reformation.
Now, the school board is meeting this morning, and they are expected to discuss what they want to do in terms of the district's future. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic now, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
Well, Amanda, they still have the crash on the exit ramp from South 15 to the Beck Street turnoff in North Salt Lake. A little bit of slowing creeping in on Foothill up by Sunnyside and Mario Capecchi by the U. Also seeing more traffic on Mountain View in the West Valley portion both north and southbound getting kind of heavy in that stretch. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A home in West Jordan has been the victim of two fake 911 calls.
Officers got a call Monday afternoon claiming there was an active shooting at a home and multiple people were hurt. 30 police, fire, and medical personnel arrived to find nothing out of the ordinary. The homeowner said they had no knowledge of a 911 call and everything was fine. The same house was involved in a fake 911 call earlier this year. Police are investigating to see if it's the same caller and why they are targeting the house. The caller could face misdemeanor or even felony charges if caught. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
The man who killed University of Utah football player Aaron Lowe was sentenced last evening to 15 years to life in prison. Book shot Lowe in 2021 outside a party. Lowe's father, William Smith Jr., shared his reaction after the sentence.
I believe that justice took its course today. Yes,
Smith says he forgives Book, but his wife does not.
Kindergartners will have to be potty trained to enroll in school starting tomorrow. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson explains the new law going into effect.
This isn't just about your occasional accident. The Utah State Board of Education has outlined what it means to be toilet trained, and they say it means the student can communicate with an adult when they need to use the restroom, and they can use it without help. The exception to the new rule is for those with developmental delays who have an IEP or Section 504 plan.
The state school board says this law applies to incoming students, so anyone already in kindergarten this year will not have a problem finishing the year if toilet training is still a struggle.